Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone here. Yes, we are back. We've got a show to do because that's what we do at this time every Saturday here. So I hope you had a good week. Everything's good. NFL draft's over. I'm sad. But that's okay. That just means that we're going to have a great NFL season, as we always do. But yeah, I had a good time with the NFL draft. But anyway, we have new events. I have an announcement to make about a local event here. And it takes place tonight, later this evening. And the event is Sky and Stars. Yes, if you've attended previously, you know what it's all about. But for those who have not, let me tell you a little bit about it. This is International Astronomy Day. I didn't know that. International Astronomy Day. And in honor to celebrate International Astronomy Day, Sky Canyon is having their 7th annual Sky and Stars stargazing event. Yeah. Somebody says I've been to it before. And it takes place later on this evening. And it's done being presented by the Las Vegas Astronomical Society. And again, it's at Sky Canyon Park. Gates will open at 6 p.m. And the actual stargazing will start between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And they are inviting you to come on out. It's free. Fun for the entire family. Bring your picnicking gear and attire and your accessories for a good picnic. And there will be music, there will be lawn games, food trucks, just a lot of fun kind of early part of the evening, Saturday evening event, while you are getting the chance to do some constellation viewing. And again, it starts at the gates will open at least at 6 p.m. and the actual constellation viewing will start at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, very family friendly event, open to everybody, and is free. And there will also be a raffle to win an AWB One Sky telescope. I need to go so I can see if I can win that telescope, which I never win anything. But anyway, there will be a raffle. That's a real cool telescope, by the way. And also, donations for the Las Vegas Astronomical Society will be accepted during the event. So, hey, if you don't have anything super, super urgent to do later on tonight, go out and celebrate International Astronomy Day with the good people at the Las Vegas Astronomical Society for their 7th annual Sky and Stars event. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick, 20-second break. And when we come back, we'll be chatting with our first guest. So stay tuned. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone here. Yes, we are back. We've got a show to do because that's what we do at this time every Saturday here. So I hope you had a good week. Everything's good. NFL draft's over. I'm sad. But that's okay. That just means that we're going to have a great NFL season, as we always do. But yeah, I had a good time with the NFL draft. But anyway, we have new events. I have an announcement to make about a local event here. And it takes place tonight, later this evening. And the event is Sky and Stars. Yes, if you've attended previously, you know what it's all about. But for those who have not, let me tell you a little bit about it. This is International Astronomy Day. I didn't know that. International Astronomy Day. And in honor to celebrate International Astronomy Day, Sky Canyon is having their 7th annual Sky and Stars stargazing event. Yeah. Somebody says I've been to it before. And it takes place later on this evening. And it's done being presented by the Las Vegas Astronomical Society. And again, it's at Sky Canyon Park. Gates will open at 6 p.m. And the actual stargazing will start between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And they are inviting you to come on out. It's free. Fun for the entire family. Bring your picnicking gear and attire and your accessories for a good picnic. And there will be music, there will be lawn games, food trucks, just a lot of fun for, you know, kind of early part of the evening, Saturday evening event, while you are getting the chance to do some constellation viewing. And again, it starts at, opens, the gates will open at least at 6 p.m., and the actual constellation viewing will start at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, very family-friendly event, open to everybody, and is free. And there will also be a raffle to win an AWB One Sky Telescope. I need to go so I can see if I can win that telescope, which I never win anything. But anyway, there will be a raffle. That's a real cool telescope, by the way. And also, donations for the Las Vegas Astronomical Society will be accepted during the event. So, hey, if you don't have anything super, super urgent to do later on tonight, go out and celebrate International Astronomy Day with the good people at the Las Vegas Astronomical Society for their 7th annual Sky and Stars event. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick, 20-second break. And when we come back, we'll be chatting with our first guest. So stay tuned.
Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone will be right back after this.
Okay, let's get the show on the road here. So how many of you out there are fans of NBC's brand new hit show? Yes, we can call it a hit show. It premiered last month, American Song Contest. Have you seen that show? Hosted by Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg. We kind of know those two. Well, anyway, the show is really cool. If you like those talent competition type shows, those big talent shows on TV, this one is for you if you have not seen it. The show represents talent from 50 states, 5 U.S. territories, including Washington, D.C., and they're competing to become the top songwriter performer, and it's all based on who you vote for, okay? So the show has now narrowed down, starting Monday, May 9th, the show has narrowed down to the grand finals. The top 10 are left, and one of those top 10 contestants is our guest, who will be joining us in about 30 seconds, the beautiful, the talented, very talented singer-songwriter Tinnell. And she's a Grammy Award-nominated, Billboard-charted artist. And people just fell in love with her during the competition for her original song that she wrote called Full Circle. And she is honored, very honored to represent American Samoa, which is obviously her family roots are Samoan, and she is just so proud to represent her family and her heritage. And so she is joining us right now in 10 seconds to tell us more about what's going to happen with her Monday night and just what is she doing for the rest of the weekend. So let's bring on Tinnell right now.
Hello, Tinnell. Good afternoon.
Hi, Janice. How are you? Good afternoon.
I am wonderful. I'm just wonderful. So, my goodness, I just need to just start by asking, what has your day been like and what has this week been like for you?
You know, it has been amazing, honestly. The team here at NBC is amazing to the workers that are working with us day to day, the PA teams, my PR team, like everyone has been amazing. I think I've created a bond with everyone. We're pretty much family now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every day is pretty crazy, you know what I mean? But you know what's so awesome is my life was crazy before this. So I'm used to a little crazy. I actually enjoy it. I love working tirelessly for the goals that I have in my heart to do. And I'm just stoked.
You're stoked. Okay. So, all right. What's it been like? I mean, you're representing your state. I mean, I know that's a big burden. I won't say burden, but it's a big job to carry. So
yeah.
That's what it is. A big job. So have people been, you know, giving you tips about how best to deal with all of this newfound fame?
You know, yeah, for one, it definitely is, it's not a burden, it's more of a privilege. And so with it being such a heavy privilege on my shoulders, I carry it with pride, you know. I walk out every day just proud to be Polynesian. And, you know, with us being the only territory that made it through to the top 10, it makes it all the more that I know that what we're doing and everything that I am doing is all of God and from God. He gets all the glory, you know? And so with me being faith-based, that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I have this opportunity. That's the reason why I have a mission to win this competition. That is just the reason why I wake up every morning, you know, and I have more energy, you know, in the morning, not even knowing where that energy came from, because I should be exhausted by now, you know. But I am honestly and very honestly, I'm just so honored. I'm honored to represent Polynesia on this huge platform, because we don't get these opportunities, you know. We're from a small island, the smallest actually in population in the top 10. We're the smallest population in the all of 56 contestants, you know. And so for me to be in the top 10 now, I always knew that we were going to make it here. I manifested this. I prayed about it. I fasted about it. And God brought me right here for me to be a force to be recognized, because it's not about me. It's about us, you know. It's about me relating, this little island girl relating to the entire world, you know. And so, yeah. Wow. I know that was a small question, and I kind of just rambled on, but yeah.
It's okay, but it's okay. So what is your strategy? Can you share a little bit with us? What is your strategy for the rest of the competition?
You know, honestly, it's just staying grounded. It's staying grounded, staying focused, staying prayed up. You know, that's definitely first. And, you know, staying in my word. You know, I'm very, very faith-based. And honestly, my life has always been pretty crazy. You know, just my upbringing has been crazy. Single mom, single dad, African-American mom, Samoan father, that's second generation here. So nothing was ever handed to me. And I love it that way, because I work hard for every single thing that I have. And that's the beauty of it. You know, I don't want it handed to me. I want to work for it, because then I'm able to appreciate it. And I'm able to tell the next generation that nothing gets handed to you. Nothing's for free. For some people it is, but for me it never was, you know. And hey, more power to them for it to get handed to them, because that'd be nice, you know. But I wouldn't want it any other way, you know. And so preparing for this show is really just remembering how far I've come, remembering where I come from, remembering my family, and then just doing it in honoring God and all that I do, because He's the one that showers the blessings all over me. And, you know, everyone talks about this light that I have when I walk around. And when I say hello, there'll be a stranger in the corner of the room, and I'll make that stranger feel comfortable, you know. I never like people feeling less than. I love to call people out that feel higher than. That's one of my favorite things to do. And, you know, I just love to make people feel a sense of relating, you know. That, you know, whether your skin complexion, whether your nationality, whether your religion, whether your upbringing, whether your background, whether whether anything you've gone through in your life, all of us are one and the same. You know what I mean? No one is greater than anyone. But with this competition, I'm winning this competition for my island. And, you know, we don't get these kind of opportunities. And that's why I'm very passionate. I've been manifesting it. I believe it. And, you know, whatever God intense for me after this is what I've been really praying about, you know, the opportunities that this will come with.
Well, now, as we all know, that you have deep roots as far as music and singing and such as that, but what are you going to do this weekend? What is your weekend going to be like this weekend?
This weekend, I actually will be Saturday. I will be in the Bay Area. Because I have it's called May Day in Hawaii. So I'm a part-time Hawaii resident. And so I do a lot of nonprofit events for just the cities, you know. I'm one for the next generation. That's like definitely a passion of mine. And I have a nonprofit of my own named Mana Entertainment, Sports and Entertainment. And so it's up and coming and up and running, and we're still planting the seeds in every city, state, and island right now. And so, you know, I will be doing a lot of that this weekend, some youth work, some charity work, and all that good stuff, because I just have a passion for the less fortunate and just for those that don't have the necessary things that we do here in California. And so we'll be doing that, giving some love and aloha in the Bay Area this weekend, and then I'll be right back Saturday night to prep for Sunday's rehearsal.
Wow, a busy weekend indeed. Well, my last question is this one. After you are the winner, because you said you have manifested this win, so after you are the official winner, what will you be doing? What is the first thing that you will do to celebrate and all of this kind of great stuff?
Oh my gosh, I'm probably going to scream hallelujah. I'm definitely going to scream at the top of my lungs until my voice is gone, hallelujah. And I'm definitely going to cry. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Those are the first things I'm going to do. And I'm going to hug my family, you know. I'm going to hug them. And I'm most likely going to get on all my social media so that all of the Melanesian, Micronesian, and Polynesians around the world can see that we did it and we came together as one and we won this together, because it's never me, it's always us. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, I have thousands of emails of family members and friends that are trying, people I don't know actually too, that are trying to help me hang flyers all over the cities and states. You know, one thing about us Polynesians, we're spread out everywhere. You know, you may not know that we're all Polynesian or Melanesian or Micronesian, but we're spread out everywhere. And I have people in Tennessee, Texas, Indiana, like all over the world, in places I've never even been yet, that are posting flyers all in their cities, at their churches, at their gyms, at their restaurants, at the gas stations, on the gas pumps, you know? And so just the outpour of love I've been giving, I just want to give that back. So I'm winning this for us, you know? I'm winning this for the ones that are not noticed, you know? Like I said, we're the smallest island, but we're making the biggest waves, and this is something that I'm bringing back home to the island.
Okay, and how can people vote for you?
Oh, they can vote for me by going to the NBC app, NBC.com, and my TikTok, American Song Contest TikTok. Those are three ways. But if you want an easy, accessible way, you can visit TanelMusic.com, and all of the voting will be right there in the front screen.
All right. Well, Miss Tanel, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Ask you a couple of questions about last week when it was like a group interview, and you're so much energy. You have so much talent, and just wish nothing but the best for you. I have a feeling you're going to win. I really believe you. I believe it. I do.
Well, let's win this. So yeah, until then, I'll be getting on all socials and
yes,
being myself and just getting people pumped towards, you know, winning and this victory that's ahead of us. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for what's yet to come after this. And I had a meeting with Kelly Clarkson, or an interview with her yesterday, and she's like, Tanel, you, first of all, you're coming on my show. Second of all, you deserve to be on big stages and in front of the television.
Wow.
You need your own show. And I'm like, sis, Kelly, you better say that, because that is definitely always been a passion of mine. I don't only do music. I don't only write music. I love to do everything and anything that I can. And we're here for a short time. We're not here for a long time, but we are here for a good time. And so I intend to have a good time every single day of my life. And yeah, just all positive vibes, you know, everything's not positive every single day, that's for sure. But, you know, I always love to see the good in the day, or good in the negative, you know. And so thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share my testimony. And yeah, I just really know that we're going to win this.
I believe you. I'm a firm believer for sure. Well, I will be cheering you on, Ms. Tanel. So we will see it all go down next week. And thank you for allowing us to chat with you. And safe travels over the weekend. And we'll see you on TV on NBC next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And you have a blessed evening and a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.
Okay, let's get things rolling here. For those of you out there, including myself, who have various streaming television packages and such, lots of new independent television networks that are a part of these packages, which is very good because it gives us a variety of different programming, independent films and television shows and such to view. And that includes this channel called the ALLBLK channel, which is a part of so many different streaming packages from Roku to, it's just all of the top streaming ones, all of them. If you have this channel as a part of your package, then I want to bring this to your attention. Our guest will be calling us in about a minute. There is a new show on the All Black Network, All BLK Network, to cut it down short. That's the official spelling anyway. So this new show is called A La Carte, and it's a new original series that will be premiering on May 12th on the All Black Television Network channel. So in just about 30, 40 seconds, we'll be joined by the lead cast members, Pauline Dyer, Courtney Burrell, Jesse Wu, Kendall, I love how he spells his name, K-E-N-D-A-L-L-K-Y-N-D-A-L-L, and also actress Janet Nolan. And like I said, this is an all-new original dramedy series. Again, it's called A La Carte, and it's centered around this group of friends. They're Black millennials, and it's all about their dating experiences and how one member of the group, her journey in particular, as she is just kind of going through life, being a young, good-looking millennial, and then all kinds of interesting things happen. I don't want to give away too much, but the cast will be joining us in about 25 seconds here. Let me tell you really fast that the All Black channel library includes exclusive original series such as House Divided, Double Cross, a lot of must-see independent films, nostalgic Black cinema films, popular WeTV original shows, different stage plays. It's just a lot. So if you have it as a part of your streaming television lineup, it's ALLBLK. The short title spelling for it. It's available everywhere on different streaming services across the world, across the land. So, okay, got the green light, and the cast of the All Black Network's latest new original series, A La Carte, which will be again premiering on May 12th. They are ready, and I'm going to click them on and bring them in right now. Let's go.
Well, hello, cast members. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Okay. All right. So everybody sounds like they're so excited and happy here. I take that's a good sign as well. So, all right. So tell everybody who wants to take this. What is the coolest thing about watching this show as a viewer? Because I know you're actors and actresses, but as a viewer, you're also viewers. What's the coolest thing about viewing this show?
You know what? I mean, for me, it's my first acting job, so it's just cool. Like, it's cool seeing me do this for the first time. It's cool, you know, seeing me get into character, but also if you follow me online, like, you will see sprinkles of who I really am.
Okay. And so how do we follow you online?
Oh, The Jesse Wu everywhere. So T-H-E Jesse W-O-O everywhere.
Okay, great. Got it. Okay, so everything, the big showdown, the big premiere, May 12th is next week. So will anybody be doing any live tweeting or live Facebooking, live TikToking, any of that?
I think all of us are probably going to live tweet or Instagram stuff, et cetera, because I think we want to really just like connect with the audience and have that engagement with the fans and everybody. So I think all of us, at least I will be, I want to see everybody's reactions, everybody's like gasps and, oh my God, did she just do that? Did he just do that? So yeah, I think we all will.
Does anybody, any of your characters, does your character resonate with your real life away from the cameras in any way? Or maybe somebody that you know?
I think definitely for all of us, at some point in the show, and some parts of our characters resonate with us, especially for me, I'll speak for myself. I am my dad's only child, and me and my dad are very close. Rain is very close with his dad. Yeah, and I wasn't a trust fund kid, but you know, I was. I wish.
Me too.
I wish I had the money that Rain had, but you know, I had a little bit. But no, definitely. And just with millennial dating all around, all of us are going, we have our own problems that we're going through. And when people watch this, they'll be able to tap in and be able to relate to, if not everybody, at least one of us.
Ah, that's good to know, because I'm not quite a millennial, but in my head, I think that I am. And so I can relate. I will find a way to relate to these characters, but it seems like a very fun show. So have any of you worked together before on projects, or is this everybody's first time working together?
This is, go ahead, Kendall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesse has been on my talk show, Social Society, that's also on All Black. She's been on there twice. So Jesse and I worked together before, but everybody else, this was our first time meeting. And we just clicked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a really good time with each other. Like, day one, we all really just synced together. There was a lot of laughs, a lot of jokes, even on set and off set. And we all get on the phone now and talk to each other. So this show brought us really together.
Okay. So I know in talking with different cast members after the show, and sometimes they end up still being friends for many years to come. Do you see that kind of camaraderie with you guys?
Oh, definitely. We do it now. We do it now. We were just on FaceTime yesterday. We got on today. When we had the screening at the Pan African Film Festival, we all hung out. I think it's safe to say that we will be lifetime friends.
Oh, my, yes. That is so
cool. Yeah, definitely. We definitely all get along really well, so.
That is so cool to hear. So very good to hear. So, okay. This show just looks at the, you know, all of you look so fantastic, and your hair, your makeup, your wardrobe is just to just, you know, kill a squirrel for. I don't want to hear from the animal rights people on that. But anyway, it was just a fake squirrel, a stuffed squirrel. So I was just wondering, with everybody looking so good for this show, I know you have stylists and all of that, but did the stylists work with your own individual taste, or did they just base it on the characters, or did you have any input in how your character dressed and looked and all that?
Styling was interesting.
Okay.
Because the thing is, like, you know, we did the show very quickly.
Uh-huh.
So styling had to come up with our stuff very quickly. There were some hits and misses, so some of us did have to end up, like, bringing our own clothes. Like, I know for me, I started to bring my own clothes because, things were just thrown at the styling department very quickly. So, yeah, but I feel that in bringing our own clothes, we were able to give our characters their look. So now, like, for the next season, prayerfully, we do get one, it will be easier for them to, you know, like, envision what our characters will wear.
Okay, that
yeah,
helps.
I was able to recommend a couple showrooms in L.A. So for me, because I'm very long and some of the clothes in the malls, they do not fit me. So I was able to do that. So I'll say I have my hand in it. And then even I do it, it don't matter what show I go on, I always have to see the clothes. And I'm usually given, like, hey, I think I should wear this with this, or I need to do this because the way my body's set up. So I'm always hands-on when it comes to wardrobe for me.
Okay, that's good to know, some backstory there. And finally here, for each of you, your characters, is there something about the character's personality that you especially like or especially don't like?
I think I like a little bit about everybody's character's personality, and there's always something you're not going to like. I'm Pauline Dyer, and I play Mahogany Rose. And the show kind of just centers on her dating life, but at the same time, you get to still see her professional life. She's trying to climb in the fashion industry, and she's being a little tormented by her boss. So y'all get to see that interesting dynamic of being young and trying to come into your own in the workforce. And then I'm surrounded by several friends. One is Shira. Shira's played by Jenna Nolan, who is more conservative, more reserved, and she's in a very fun, interesting relationship with a character named Rodney, played by Mike Merrill, which they do a great job. They have amazing chemistry. And then there is Misha, played by Jessie Wu. And Misha's character, I think a lot of people are going to love her. She represents a lot that people are going to see coming, because she plays a teacher. And I think we have a certain ideal of teachers, or we just don't know our teachers' personal lives growing up. So you're going to get to see a little more of what's behind a teacher's lifestyle. And then Kendall, he plays Rain, who is the voice of reason for our friend group. And he's a Black lawyer. The character's very strong. And you also get to see what's going on in his personal life as he's dealing with his financial struggles that he didn't know about at first. Ah. And I will say, you'll also get a hint of the parent dynamic in all of our lives. We all mention a little something about our parents, and it impacts kind of how we view dating and how we view expectations. And I really love personally the character Kendall plays. He plays Rain, and him and his father have a beautiful scene that people are going to get to see in the season. It's just a great scene between two Black men without judgment of one Black man on another about his sexuality, because Rain does represent a very large community of people who are underrepresented in film and television.
Okay. And lastly, my last couple of minutes here, can you recall, each one of you, can you recall exactly where you were and what you were doing when you got the word that you had received and officially received the part for this new show?
I was taking a shower.
Oh.
And I got out of the shower, and my manager was calling me because I was waiting for this call like all day. And my manager called me and said, "Are you busy?" I was like, "No, I just hopped out of the shower." And she's like, "Oh, well, how's my series regular doing?" And I was like, "What?" And I just freaked out. So it was a great moment.
Okay.
I think I was at the vet. I was at the vet with my dog, and I got a text from my manager because she knew I was at the vet and she couldn't hold it. And I was excited as well because we were going through so many rounds of chemistry tests with different people. And I was hoping that Jenna was one of them, because I didn't get a chance to go through one with Pauline, and Jesse came at the tail end. So I was just hoping that Jenna would be there. So I was excited, with my fingers crossed, that Jenna would be one of my friends.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was the last one casted other than Courtney. Courtney got the part 8 hours prior to being on set. But I got the part probably like a week before we started filming. And I was really excited. This is my first acting role. So I was really excited.
Okay, so
I think I got the phone call like less than 24 hours after my 100th chemistry read. which was very close to production. They were really working hard to find the right blend of chemistry, and they worked all the way up till about time of us filming. And
my love interest was cast 8 hours before he had to be on set. So Courtney Burrell, he showed up and showed out, which I know the audience loved to get to know his character, Caleb. He's handsome in the show. So Okay. Ladies tune in.
Okay. you got me right there. Anybody else? We got everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I keep saying that lastly, because before they cut me off here. Now, will there be a big viewing party among you guys, your cast members, at a particular place in LA or surrounding areas, or what?
We're trying to make that happen. Everyone's kind of displaced at the moment. But we're probably going to, like, you know, if we can't, like, group chat about it and Instagram about it. You know, you'll definitely see a big social presence when the show does air on May 12th.
Okay. So I was hoping if I was going to be in LA, I could go drop by, but you guys could kind of crash there, but that's okay. That's okay. Well, anyway, I want to thank all of you cast members from All Black's new sitcom, A La Carte. You guys look great. You sound great. Your hair and your wardrobe. Now I see why it looks so great, because you had a personal hand in all of this. So that's so way cool. So we will be tuning in on May 12th to look at all the, well, I've cheated and seen it already, but for the rest of the listeners out there, they can see it and see what we've been talking about. It's a fun show, and you guys did an absolutely phenomenal job. So thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you so much.
Thank okay. You. All right, then. Take care. We'll see you on the 12th.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers, and you are listening to Film Festival Radio
with Janice Malone.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan and Drew Scott, the Property Brothers, for doing that drop for us. We've had these guys on the show for at least 3 or 4 times. They are so much fun, and so they're just cool, really cool guys. What you see on the television show, that is how they really are in person. And when I lived in Nashville, which a lot of you know, I haven't been that long, moved here to Vegas, but when I lived in Nashville, they were in Nashville a lot because they were shooting their, they have so many television shows, whichever one was they were shooting. And so I was always covering their local shoots, my photographer and I. And so they were just like, hey, Janice, hi. They were just really cool guys. So now we got to bring them back on, because I understand that their headquarters of all their businesses is based right here in Vegas. So I need to have Sherry jump on that too. Sherry helps me out a lot. You hear me mention her name a lot. So Sherry, let's both of us jump on that to see, can we get the Property Brothers on our show again? So to further speak of guests, we have been approved for an interview with Dr. Ben Carson. Yes, that Dr. Ben Carson, the famous neurosurgeon. He served under the Trump administration recently, of course, within the last, 2 years or so. God, it seemed like that was 12 years ago, but it's only been 2. So anyway, he will be coming to our show very soon. We do not have the exact date, but we do have the letter. We got it in writing. He will be coming on the show. And so I'm very excited, obviously, to have him come on board. He has a new book that's it's either out or it will be out in a day or so. And so I'll have to jump in there and read that book before we chat with him. So, yeah. And also, speaking further of books and guests, we will have best-selling, New York Times best-selling author Naomi Wolf will be joining us as well. I have been following Naomi's career for a long time, and she is always has something fascinating to say, topics, and she's won all kinds of awards and literary work. So I can't wait to see what her latest book is about. They'll be sending me that one shortly. Sounds like I'll be doing a lot of reading, won't I, the last upcoming weeks here. So, but it's all in the line of duty to bring these wonderful, very busy, talented guests that we have been bringing to you guys since 2007. I cannot believe we've been doing this show that long, but we have. Yes, we have. We have proof of that. Well, listen, to further speak of guests, I'll tell you about our guest who I talked to just a couple of days ago, and I'll tell you all about that. Very excited to have Dr. Ely on our show, and I'll give you more details about Dr. Ely. For those of you who may not know, I have been on a fast. This is not intermittent. This is fast, where you just have water and juices, and you know how I feel about my juice machine. I'm going to marry my juice machine one day. But anyway, this is a hardcore fast, and I think I'm on day 5. And if it's not day 5, it's day something. It just is. And I'm going for 21 days. At first I said 17, so it's going to be 21. And so it's not that bad. It really isn't, because I've done fasting before. It's not that bad. And so not only am I fasting for, you know, detoxing of the body and cleansing and all of that great stuff, I'm also fasting for, this is embarrassing to admit, but I'm also fasting because I have a bit of a potty mouth. I really do. I know you don't believe me. Some of you think that I am just, you know, this real demure. Yeah, I know. I know it sounds that way, but that's not true. Sometimes. I mean, I can drop more F-bombs than they dropped bombs in World War II. It's that bad. And I'm really trying to clean it up with the F-bomb situation in me. I really am. So that's a part of my fast, to detox from saying the F word so much. And pray for me, please. Send me a prayer cloth or something. I just really need it. I'm so sorry. I think I needed to purge myself of that, telling and sharing that with you. So that's a part of my fast. And so, really, Steve is laughing. I'm so serious about this. But anyway, in all seriousness, that brings me to our next guest. As I said, his name is Dr. Henry Ely. And Dr. Henry Ely has over 20 years of teaching and clinical experience of helping people to care for their bodies, their health, and their just overall wellness, but doing so naturally and holistically. And as many of you know, that is so my boo thing as far as natural health, natural holistic. That's just been me for the last 20 years or so. Well, Dr. Henry Ely, as I was saying here, he's the founder and the executive community director for the Energetic Health Institute. He holds a doctorate in naturopathic medicine from SCNM, a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from UCLA, and he's board certified in holistic nutrition by the NANP. And in addition to all of that busyness, he's also a best-selling author, another best-selling author here. We just can't get away from these best-selling authors. And he also hosts a weekly nationwide program titled Energetic Health Radio. And he's also a regular writer on the America Out Loud Network. Now, among the many topics that we will be discussing as far as wellness and health, Dr. Ely has a conference that will start this week. May the 12th is when it will start. The bulk of it will be virtually done, which is really good for those of you who are in other countries or just across the nation or wherever. And part of it will be done on site. So I, as I said, I did talk to him a couple of days ago that we pre-recorded this. And so I am just so honored to have him come on board to share with us his just vast knowledge about holistic living and wellness, but also to share some details about his upcoming conference that will take place again May 12th on Thursday. So let's roll my interview with Dr. Henry Ely. I am so excited about this guest. So let's bring him on right now. Well, good afternoon, Dr. Ely. Okay, everyone, we have our next guest on board here, and this is a guest that I have been looking forward to speaking with really since last year. I had no idea that I would get to actually bring him on the show because he's so busy. I'm talking about the gentleman that I've just told you about, his just stellar credentials in the areas of health and medical information. Talking about Dr. Henry Ely, who is the founder of and executive community director for the Energetic Health Institute. Good afternoon, Dr. Ely. How are you?
I'm doing great, Janice. Thanks for having me on today.
Okay, well, let's just jump right in here. Let's begin by telling us what exactly is the Energetic Health Institute? Where is it located, and just what is it all about?
You know, we saw that there was a fundamental problem in medical education years ago, and we realized this when I was in medical school 20 years ago. We saw that doctors just weren't being taught nutrition anymore. They weren't being taught how nutrition influences the cell at the cell level, and especially mitochondria and the production of energy. I remember sitting in biochemistry class one day in medical school, and we're looking through, you know, I was looking through a pathology book, and every single pathology had one symptom in common, and that symptom is fatigue. And so as soon as I saw that, my previous life, I was an engineer and a database developer. So I was like, well, wait a minute. If every single pathology has fatigue as a symptom, then that means that every single pathology can be helped by helping the cell produce energy, helping mitochondria within the cell produce energy. So that's where it was really kind of born, this whole idea of energetic health. And you know, we did some more research, and you find out that the National Academy of Sciences confirms that the average MD only gets 19.6 hours of nutritional education in their entire education. And so that amounts to is basically a weekend workshop. So the people wearing white coats just are not qualified to discuss nutrition in any way, shape, or form. There's, you know, qualified to discuss nutrition as I am to perform brain surgery. You know, and it's just like you have to understand that this is the key to helping people in a profound way, is understanding nutrition. So we said we have to fill that void. And what we did was I've put together and published over now a well over 200, you know, works on holistic nutrition and natural medicine. We've put them into a curricula at the Energetic Health Institute. And the Energetic Health Institute, while we're located in Portland, we are all online. So we really have students all over the world. And what it allows us to do is teach students, whether they're already existing medical professionals, whether they're parents looking to get that information and kind of free themselves from the current medical tyranny that we are embroiled in, or whether it's just people who love nutrition and hey, I want to know more. I want to learn how to take care of myself. What we've erected is a structure of online education where even though you're online, you never feel alone. Even though you're online, everything is personalized. And there's over 200, I think over 270 interactive points between a student and a teacher on the way to their graduation. So it's like this really cool concept of you have total schedule freedom. You're getting information that has been proven to work. And you have guidance all along the way. Like every student who enrolls at the Energetic Health Institute gets my direct phone number. You know, it's like there's no hoops you have to jump through to talk to me or anything. It's like we're all one big family there. So it's really a good school, and it's a beautiful place. And we've been blessed over the last now 9 years that we've been doing this to be able to help as many people as we have.
Now, are you finding that, of course, within the last 2 years, we know what the whole world has gone through as far as COVID, the pandemic, and the lockdowns and the craziness. Have you found an uptick in the public wanting to know more information about holistic healing and pre or post COVID? Or what are you seeing on that?
Janice, it's been incredible for that. So, you know, out of everything that's bad, there's always going to be something still that's good, you know? And I think the thing that has really woken up a huge percentage of people in ways that we never could have, just kind of saying, hey, you need to be aware of this, you need to be aware of this, has been people realizing that, hey, I need to be aware of my vitamin D status. You know, I got to make sure my vitamin D stays above 50 nanograms per milliliter. I need to take vitamin C. I need to take vitamin A. So people are starting to get into that. And we used to have these wonderful discussions, like Dr. Zelenko talking about, you know, quercetin and its role as a zinc ionophore and helping getting zinc into the cell, so the zinc can then be used to bite the cell to produce enzymes that are antiviral. It starts going, yeah, now we're talking, right? Now we're really talking. But what I still haven't seen, Janice, and this is where we have to be courageous together in taking this next step, is understanding the role of the mitochondria within the cell. This has been the foundation of my work for the last 20 years. It's the foundation of what we teach at the school, is understanding how what we eat, what we think, what we feel influences this wonderful little organelle within our cells that produces energy. Because if we're doing things and we are erecting a lifestyle that is supporting their needs, the mitochondrial needs, you know, through B-complex vitamins and magnesium and iron and oxygen. I mean, they need a lot of oxygen. And if we are erecting a lifestyle that helps us really address some of the hurts we might have, you know, and getting into a fundamental answering of a question. We have a concept, a teaching concept at EHI called Love Without Limits. And the first question in that teaching concept is, who's in control of how you feel about you? You know, we got to get that question right every day. We start doing that, and if we understand which foods are problematic for a person, because this is a very personalized experience. I don't do well on yeast. If I eat yeast, it messes me up really bad. But a lot of other people do just fine on yeast, for example. So if we understand a person's delayed food allergies and we can put together a diet that's specific and personalized to that person, if we have the nutrients for energy production, if we have a diet that is alkalizing to the system instead of injurious and acidifying to the system, and if we have a thought process, a lifestyle that is building upon hope, is building upon happiness, and is building upon the principles that we believe create a stronger fabric, not only within us, but within our families and within our societies. We can do all of this simultaneously. If we have that, then we believe that we are really engaging healing in a person. And I think what's important for people to get about the healing process is it's not this voodoo witchcraft nonsense that it gets so misrepresented as. It's a very scientific process with a very logical flow pattern. It's when natural medicine is at its best, it's adhering not to a protocol, it's adhering to principles. This is something I'm going to be talking about in detail on next Saturday at Beyond the Con, where we have a conference put together, and I'm going to share what I've been learning about helping people who've been injured by the Pfizer and the Moderna shots, right? Because there's a lot of people who've been injured by them. And what we're learning is tremendous, and it's what's so nice, Janice, is it's still in alignment with the tenets of energetic health. It's still in alignment with this fundamental thought process of take care of the cell first, get the diet in order, get nutrients in the cell, then get into a detoxification approach. And then what you do is you create the stage for cell regeneration. See, all this is highly scientific. I mean, I can't tell you how many citations I have in all of my work. It's well over 5,000, I'm sure. But what we're simply saying is that we have to let go of some of the preconceived ideas of what natural medicine is, herbal medicine is, and the voodoo kind of stigmas that they've been associated with previously and get into the real fundamental science of why they work. And to do that, we have to get down to the cell level to explain why they work. And that's what we do at the Energetic Health Institute. It's what we're really, really good at, and teaching people how to understand it without, you know, Janice, getting lost in the minutiae of it. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot where it's like, you start reading it and you're like, okay, I don't understand that word. I don't understand that word. It's like, let's make sure everything we teach is functional and you can see the results of it in your body as you're going through the program. Every student graduates healthier than when they begin. And let's make sure you understand it so that you can explain it to people really at a third, fourth, fifth grade level. So it's not overwhelming. It's something that's doable and exciting, and they can actually feel the benefits from employing.
Now, your conference is May 12th through the 14th. And so, correct. Is this going to be totally virtual, or is it a combination of on-site and virtual?
We have on-site and virtual. Okay. So we have on-site for paid registrants. We have on-site for VIP, for people who want to have dinner with the presenters as well. We still have a few tickets left for that. And we also have virtual, which is usually the biggest percentage of our viewing population, virtual. But what's really, really cool is we have the first day free.
Oh,
so if people go to beyondthecon.com, they can get not only a lot of free information that we've put up there. Seatings are at on Friday the 13th. On Friday the 13th, we're going to be talking about health. So we're going to have Dr. Zelenko. We're going to have Kim Martin, David Martin's wife, Nicola Burnett, who has a beautiful clinic in Las Vegas, really cutting-edge clinic. She's going to share some of the things that she does to help her patients. Maybe I think she wants me to call them her clients. And then we have a couple other guests coming on, Dr. Carrie Madej, to talk about not the outrage, Janice, but what we can do. You know, we got to get beyond this, and we got to start showing people, like, look, the power is within you to access the healing potential of your body. We want to demonstrate that to you and what it is. And then on Saturday, Dr. David Martin will be talking about economic health and in this new age of inflation. And I'll be talking about, I'll be sharing all the research we've put together. I work with the community that's been injured by the experimental Pfizer and Moderna shots. So I'm going to share where we are to that point and a thought process for everyone, especially medical professionals, but for everyone to know that we are solving this problem as well, and we're helping. It's in my heart to make sure that we're helping people who are hurting. So what we do with Beyond the Con, you go to beyondthecon.com and you register or you donate. What we do with those funds, I work pro bono. I've been working pro bono on everything COVID for the last 2 years, and we'll continue to do so. What we do is we make sure that money gets recirculated and repurposed to help with health education, to help with pursuing justice in our courts, you know, peaceful approaches, and to make sure that we are helping people, especially children and parents who are injured by the experimental shots.
Final question here. Obviously, all of our bodies are not a one-size-fits-all, very mm-hmm. obvious, but I know it's a long answer, but just give me at least three things that people should be or need to be doing just to keep or build your immune system for anything, whether it's just to stay healthy, put it like that, or get
healthy. Amen. Well, the recommendations I have, and again, people can find this on the energetichealthinstitute.org. We have articles in our e-library about this. We have free downloads for you on the Art of Eating Healthy. You can go to beyondthecon.com, and we have more free resources specifically for infection. We have under free resources, we have something called immune priming, where there's information on top of information there for people to read through and kind of get dialed in. But we know what the immunological nutrients are, and they are vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, zinc. These are the key components. We know that. We know that when we talk about zinc, we also have to talk about quercetin or Heppelgalli catechins and green tea. We have to talk about either like frozen organic blueberries where you're going to get quercetin, or green tea to help get that zinc into the cells. So there's nuance to it. And this is what I was saying. You know, white coats aren't qualified to talk about this. They don't have the education to talk about this unless they've done additional education after they've graduated, right? And some have, and thank God for them, right? Thank God for them. But we don't want to kid ourselves in thinking just because somebody has a white coat that they know about nutrition too. They absolutely do not, and they're perpetuating a fraud when they are discussing it. It's fingernails on a chalkboard for me. I have over 40,000 hours of nutrition in my brain. To have a doctor in a white coat with 19.6 hours telling me that nutrition doesn't work. It's like, yeah, of course it doesn't work if you don't know anything about it or how to use it. You know, it's like ridiculous. So when we're looking at this, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, zinc, these are the keys, right? Then we talk about quercetin or green tea to get the zinc into the cell. These are keys. But then we have to understand, in order for the cell to utilize those nutrients to the fullest extent, in order for an immune cell to be at its peak performance, it has to be producing energy. See, it always comes back to this basic concept, energy production. So I can tell you, Janice, I don't have one patient in my entire career over 20 years who I haven't put on a really strong and hypoallergenic multivitamin, because multivitamins drive energy production at the cell level. That's the beauty of a multivitamin. And when you take that driving of energy production at the cell level, what it does is it helps the cell start writing some of the functions that have backed up within it. It helps the cell start getting into its own sense of homeostasis. And as the cell gets into its own sense of homeostasis, what happens now is all of these other nutrients you have available that didn't participate in the energy production cascade are now available for the cell to utilize to the fullest extent. So now what starts happening is a vitamin A will be utilized for cell replication, for example. So think about immune cells. If we need to have an increase in immune cell counts, if they're a little bit low, it's called a process called leukopenia, then what happens is that's usually because of vitamin A deficiency, right? So if we are talking about with COVID specifically, there's over, 170 studies now showing that when the vitamin D levels in a person's bloodstream are below 50 nanograms per milliliter, they have a much more severe infection and their risk of death goes up. But when they're over 50 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D, the recovery rate is over 99.9%. Regardless of ethnicity, regardless of age, regardless of comorbidity. So what does that tell us? That is the most important biomarker we can check for that. I still am screaming at doctors who aren't doing this, you know, who are just like, what are you doing? The literature is so clear on this. Around the world, the literature is clear. You are doing your patients a disservice. You are in violation of malpractice if you are not ordering vitamin D levels on every single patient at this point. It's an abomination. And if they're below 50 nanograms per milliliter, it is your duty as a doctor to make sure you're giving them a loading dose of vitamin D, of vitamin D3, which is essentially about 20,000 IUs for about a week. And then you can drop them down to about 5,000 IUs for maintenance dosing every day. But if you're not doing this basic thing, you're setting up your patients for failure, right? So when we take those nutrients, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, and we marry them with a multivitamin to drive energy production, now you get to see what the body can do. And of course, we have some other nutrients we've talked about, like glutathione, which is essential. It's your body. One of the things a lot of people don't know is that your body actually makes antioxidants, you know? So we can get antioxidants from our food. And then what those do is they help create a reservoir for the antioxidants that our body makes. But if our food is deficient in nutrients, then that means all the burden goes on to our body to make the antioxidants to stop damage before it starts. And if that process gets exhausted over time and because of additional nutrient deficiency, then what happens is now we're putting all the burden on the immune system to do the work. And then if that goes on for a period of time, the immune system, the immune cells specifically, start to fail because they're overworked. And now what you have is disease really taking hold in the body. And what was the root cause of all this? Fatigue. So what that tells us is we have to address fatigue in every healing process, no matter what. Doesn't matter whether we're talking diabetes, COVID, flu, cancer. It doesn't matter. Energy production at the cell level has to be not only addressed, but optimized. And when you do that, you get a chance to see what the body is really capable of, especially when you start blending therapeutic approaches like sequentially including some fasting, some autophagocytosis from time to time, and giving the body to get a chance to go, okay, I've given you some nutrients. Now, go ahead. I'm going to take a break from eating. Go ahead and heal up anything that I didn't realize was in there. Your body will say, Roger that. I got it. You know, thanks for giving me this time. Just go lay down for day two and day three. And I got this. And then you're going to feel better coming out of that fast. I've seen it happen.
It really just amazes me how our bodies, for the most part, in the Bible, when King David says, Lord, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, it's just amazing how our bodies will self-correct if we do the right things with it. It's just an amazing piece of creation. It's just amazing.
It really is. I tell everybody the same joke at every conference I speak at. God wears a t-shirt, and on the front it says, I got this.
Yeah.
We have been pre-programmed to heal. Every cell in our body has been pre-programmed to heal. We have to put the cell in the state to be able to do that which it does best. We can't do that by over-consuming foods, especially empty calories, empty carbohydrates, especially consuming foods and with chemicals in them that accumulate in the body and create disruption within how the cell communicates within itself. We can't do that by allowing ourselves to remain in prisons of victimhood, where somebody has told us it's okay to be a victim. It is absolutely not okay for you ever to let yourself become a victim. Victimhood is a prison. Right? Bad things happen. Yes, we all get hurt. Yes. And there is different levels of intensity. Absolutely. But what you have to do is have the courage to not become a victim because of that which bad has happened to you. It is your obligation to yourself, if no one else, to learn how to transform those hurts into sources of limitless strength for you. And the best way I've ever found to do that in myself, in my patients, in my students, is to make sure we are helping them with nutrition so that their body is producing energy at a high level. Because when we see that, the perception of life changes into something much more positive and such something much more amenable to going, you know what, that happened to me and it sucked. But it doesn't have to suck the rest of my life. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to suck the life out of me, right? And all I have to do is change my opinion, my perception of it. How do you do that? Well, it depends on the situation, of course. But how do you do it? You do it by understanding the fundamental foundation of leaving that prison of victimhood is your cell producing energy at the mitochondrial level. You start doing that, and this whole world opens up and becomes amazing all over again. And that which hurt us becomes a source of strength. Because I'm going to tell you, Janice, this is my promise to everybody. I ask myself 20 questions every morning. The 13th question I ask myself every morning. So it goes like this. Life can hurt, but will I let hurt or love lead my decisions? Will I let hurt or love define me? And what I say in answer to that question is, I am love. I lead with love. What helps me lead with love in all I do? Making sure I'm taking care of my mitochondria. Yeah. Making sure I'm taking that multivitamin and giving my body, my cells, everything they need in this chemical age to produce energy. It's worked out for me so far for the last 22 years now. So don't see why I would stop doing it.
Totally agree. And my last question, Dr. Ely, is, okay, we know you have this wonderful Energetic Health Institute and the conference, of course, next weekend. What else? You're just doing so many wonderful things. So what is the next big project, or is it a new book, or some, what's going on with you, your next big entity?
You know, I think it's going to be a little rest, actually. I don't know how much I'll be able to get in. We want to really do a great job with this conference and bring hope, health, and freedom to everyone who attends. Like, that's, you know, I'm an integrity dude. So when I say I'm going to do something, I get it done, you know. We are still working with the courts to make sure that our grand jury petition is moving forward. We have more grand jury petitions to file once we get confirmation from the court that this process that we've embarked upon is going to be fruitful. So we're going to keep on that angle. I have three missions this year, to help people who are hurt heal, to make sure that people who have committed criminal acts are held accountable, and to make sure this never happens again. So that's what I direct my energy into. I have a wonderful team of great healers that works with me at the Energetic Health Institute that gives me the freedom to go and pursue this, those three missions. So I would say for people listening, you know, check us out at energetichealthinstitute.org. If you're after your health, if this is about your health, check out what we're doing at energetichealthinstitute.org. If this is you wanting to pitch in and pursue justice, if this is you wanting to get information and attend the conference coming up and get that hope, health, and freedom into you, then go to beyondthecon.com, all right? And you can get there from energetichealthinstitute.org as well. We have a backlink there. But what I would say is just find me, find what I'm doing somewhere, somehow, some way. Get yourself plugged in, because when you plug in to what I'm doing, you're plugging into a larger family, a global family that we've been building for the last 9 years, and we're just going to keep building. You know, we believe in the tenets of the Aloha spirit. We believe in the tenets of Ohana, which means family. And we believe that family is so much more than just who you share a genome with. It's who you share love and who you share heart energy with. So come on, if you need a little bit of love in your life, come on and find us at the Energetic Health Institute. Find us at beyondthecon.com. Find me, find us somewhere, some way, somehow. Get yourself plugged in and become a part of our family, because what we're doing is about love, and what we're doing is about what is right. And I think that's what I'm going to be doing, Janice, is just more love, building more love, and building more what's right in the world.
Well, it is definitely needed. I also want to note that the energetichealthinstitute.org website has a lot of very helpful, totally free information. Totally free. So please, everybody, go check it out. I'm a member of the family now at the Energetic Health Institute.
Yay!
I have signed up. Yes, I have. Well, Dr. Ely, oh my goodness, thank you so much. Thank you so much for chatting with me, giving us all this helpful information. I got to get me some multivitamins. I better go find some today, because that's what I'm missing.
When you go on when you become a family member, one of the things you do get is a discount through FullScript for us as well, and we have recommendations on a whole bunch of them, Janice. So, okay. If you don't see that right away, I know it'll be coming in an email, I'm sure, in the email chain. But you can go to any of our articles in the e-library. If you scroll down on the page, we post a new article, a new health article, pretty much every week, and we have a direct link in those articles to FullScript, so that you can click in there and take advantage of some discounts and get stuff that is medicinal grade. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there, but not all of it's good.
That's definitely
true. So we like to make sure that folks are getting medicinal grade stuff. So it's really potent and it's hypoallergenic, and you're going to have a good experience with
it. Well, again, thank you so much, Dr. Ely. And just always know that anything that's going on, call us, email. You're a welcome guest permanently on this show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Janice. Thank you so much for having me today.
Okay. And again, everybody, beyondthecon.com, May 12th through 14th. That's where you can find all the information. So thank you again, Dr. Ely.
All right. Thank you, Janice.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Ely, for giving us so much insight into our health and our bodies. Isn't it amazing how our bodies are, they're just made so fearfully and wonderfully and complex and beautiful. And yet we find a way to louse it up. But thank God that there are very smart doctors such as Dr. Ely and others who can hopefully help us, give us information of how to get back on track again with our health and wellness and our mental health, especially nowadays. But again, go to the website Beyond the Con, C-O-N, beyondthecon.com for this big conference that will take place May 12th through the 14th. And you will get all of the information, how to register, the speakers, the content that will be shared, just a lot, a wealth of really just priceless information that we all can use. So again, it's beyondthecon.com. So that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, and all of our wonderful guests that we bring to you every week here. So I want to thank all of my guests, as always, for joining us. And if, you know, you guys, you listeners, we have listeners from around the world. Oh my goodness, you would be shocked at the emails that we get from just everywhere. So thank you guys for tuning in, as always. And we'll continue to do this over and over again. So I'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. And just have a great rest of the day or night or whatever it is you are doing. I'll see you next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com. Stop picking up Film Festival Radio.